Hi, I'm Pavel.
And I'm Neil.
And we're the hosts of the WTAF of This Country podcast.
This is an urgent appeal. After hearing about the local wildlife rescue centre, Oak and Furrows, set in Cricklade,
Daisy May and Charlie are really keen to ask This Country fans to help in any way they can to contribute to keeping this vital place open.
They are inundated with wild animals needing medical attention, rehab and help, just now with the number of hedgehogs alone at 127.
They are hoping to raise as much as possible to avoid closure and to allow them to secure more funding in the future.
Daisy and Charlie are planning to have some exclusive prizes to help raise funds, so watch this space.
Now, if you want to donate, then visit oandf.co.uk
or telephone 01793 751 412.
So that's oandf.co.uk
or telephone 01793 751 412.
Warning. This presentation may contain adult swear words such as It may also contain actions of an adult nature such as my in the ass, all over my and lick my big balls. Thank you.
Are you just going to stand there all day?
No, ma'am. I mean, yes, ma'am. I mean, I'm
well,
just...
Well, which is it, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Good. Then move.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so glad you didn't take any of her crap, sonny.
It's time for the all-new Pancast Show.
Nom, 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 nom.
With your hosts, Neil!
Well, that's cool, baby. I mean, you know how it is. Rockin' and rollin' and whatnot.
Pavo!
Man, don't make me laugh. Ha,
ha, ha. Kelly!
Would you like me to pierce your ears for you?
Right, well, there goes another one. And as we all put away our decks and tidy up, let us welcome in the new year with more hijinks and laughs here on the Pancast Show. Now buckle up and let this be the best year ever.
Sleep cock.
No, hang on.
What you done?
I don't know. It didn't play the whole song.
It kind of like bleeped and just went out.
Oh, one job you have, Neil.
Pav, sing. Keep going.
Yeah, but that worries me now. Why that's doing?
Well, I don't know. Have you not tested the songs?
Well, we did earlier.
Well, we tested. Yeah, but have you not tested the songs beforehand all of the songs?
What a great. Yes, I did.
How long is it saying the song is there?
Yeah, but it wasn't. We still had a minute to go of the song, and then it just.
So
stopped.
Why did it stop?
I don't know.
Well, if all else fails, you'll have to manually put the songs in, Neil. It's more work for you in the end.
I'm sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. It's such a short song, we can listen to it again.
Yeah, let's go for it again.
Really? Yeah, see Lars is up to your usual tricks, Neil. Yeah, he's up to his usual standard of quality. 2018,
right,
starting as we mean to go on. Are we putting the song on again, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
Right, let's try it this time.
I'm all so right. Glad this isn't Hey Jude. We have to go through this. How long's the song?
2 minutes.
No, hey
2 minutes.
Right.
Literally 2 minutes.
Shall I mute the mics again?
I think we ought to.
That did exactly what it did last time. There's something wrong with that song. Jumped.
It stopped itself, look.
Because it realised it was a shit song.
It's 44.
Well, it's the end
it's
of
not,
the
it's a great song.
Whose choice was that?
Mine.
Oh, well.
There we go.
Oh, I quit.
Happy Hello, New Year, 2018. Here we go. Balls all around.
I don't know what.
Spherical.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this show, we've had a technical hitch with the
first song. Don't you dare envelope it around a technical hitch.
It was a technical hitch because it still says there's 44 seconds
It'll stop
left to
him.
Play.
You have one job to do to sort the songs out.
Right, let me just see.
And how long does it say that song is? 2 minutes?
2 minutes.
And what?
7 seconds.
So you couldn't take 2 minutes and 7 seconds out of your day to check.
Oh, here we go again. Do you normally give a puff?
On.
Do you Do you normally give up halfway through? Can you only normally last a minute?
No.
2 minutes is normally his thing.
How
but...
do you know?
Eh? I've read The Toilet Wars, I know.
2 minutes, that's with a cigarette.
Now, you know what? The thing is, I wanted to start this first show of 2018 with an apology.
We have had an apology.
Because, but now it just makes us look even more incompetent than we are.
Things happen, right? Things happen.
Yeah.
Things happen, and they do. They go
in the annals of Pancast history. When we are talking like 15 years down the line, they'll always talk about the lost New Year's Eve episode. We recorded a wonderful New Year's Eve episode, didn't we?
Oh, where is it?
We have no idea. It's completely vanished.
The file has completely vanished. So the wonderful New Year's Eve special that we did for you...
is in our hearts.
Is in our hearts. Somewhere it's out there in the ether of zeros and ones in digital form. Just but can we find
nobody's
it?
Fault. Nobody's
can,
fault.
Can we bugger it?
Well, it has to be somebody's fault.
Do you know, on this, on my laptop, I had somebody search everything.
Let me...
So whatever they saw on my laptop, they've seen.
Let me. What happens is, just to give you a little bit of a peek behind the curtain, what happens is that Neil has now taken over editing the Pancast show. So when we finished recording, I then put it into a thing called Dropbox, and Neil then picks it up from there.
Someone's stolen it.
So, well, the only thing that happened that was different is and again, peeking behind the corner, we recorded the Christmas and the New Year's episode on the same night, didn't we?
Yeah,
we did a double episode.
There was all four of us in here, and we had a nice little shebang.
Yeah, so I copied both of those over to Dropbox at the same time. Now, it seems that the New Year's Eve one just either deleted or disappeared or got swallowed up, but I have checked all of my computer, Neil has checked all of his, and we cannot find that. If, by any chance, it happens to appear somewhere,
we'll put it up.
It is now known as the legendary lost New Year's Eve
and
show.
I mean, the things that happened on it were just phenomenal.
I won the competition, I think.
Yeah,
I know. Bloody
Lord. No, but we know you
I'm
won
not too sure, actually.
We know you won. I don't know, but it was just
but now that's a spoiler if we do find it. Look, people are going to know that you won.
Oh my golly gosh, my heart skipped a beat then.
Why?
Because Daisy has had a baby girl.
Hey!
So that's Daisy Cooper. Congratulations.
Oh, well done,
yay!
Daisy.
Baby girl.
Yeah, it was.
Jill, today?
That was probably.
It would have been today.
That is probably hot off the press.
Oh, that's super.
But for
news.
A second, I had to think. That's Daisy and not somebody else that's due to have a baby in a minute. And I was like, oh my God, what's wrong with me today?
All right. Well, no, congratulations.
Congratulations,
oh,
Daisy.
Wow, fantastic.
Love to you all.
I wonder if you'll call it Kerry.
You would have thought probably not. Maybe Curtin.
Or Slugs. She might call it Slugs.
Slugs.
Oh, that is wonderful. Oh, so all our best wishes to you, Kerry.
Kerry.
See, you're going to call yourself. I don't know.
Should we just stop?
Daisy,
stop
all our love to you. I hope you're having a wonderful time, which you're probably not.
She's having an amazing time.
No, she's having a fantastic time.
The emotions are all going to be up in the air, and it's all lovely.
I'm so chuffed for her.
Aww.
And look at that. Breaking news on the show. Isn't that fantastic?
Isn't it?
Yeah. All our love to the rest of the family.
Good.
And to Will as well. So well done. Oh, congratulations, them all.
Isn't it?
Oh, they'll have to come back to the calf for a good old free hearty fry up.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And what a hearty fry up that was.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah,
you did. You partaked in
it. The wares, and it was really good. Really pleased with yourself because it was lovely. And I thought the place looked really good, really smart, and just really good.
And thank you.
Yeah, everybody, cracking job. It was good.
Onwards and upwards.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So everyone's had a good New Year.
Yes. Yeah, it was lovely. Yeah, it was. It's all over too quick, though.
It was too quick.
Did you?
It was all right. Yeah,
it's all right.
As my wife, would say,
it's all right.
Yeah.
So did you have much time off after New Year before you went back to work?
No, I just had New Year's Day and then back on it. And for some reason, I've been really tired this week.
Exactly. I've been feeling the exact same. I kept saying I need to get back to the gym because I feel I've just eaten crap. I've done sod all.
Yeah,
I just
we're
feel
all
really
like,
sluggish
yeah.
and tired.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's darker this time than it was last year.
We've all got a touch of the SADs, haven't we?
SADs?
You know, that
sunlight
syndrome.
Artificial deficiency.
Yeah.
Really?
When you don't get out and
well
have the
done,
sun.
Kelly.
Yeah, it is. It's a genuine thing, pal.
It is.
Okay.
I didn't. I'm not a flat earther. I didn't not believe flat it. Earth?
Yeah. Did you read this?
Has he done it?
No. Did you read this person about flat earth who says that Gloucestershire doesn't exist, believes a flat earth? Just Gloucestershire is all CGI. So we right now are CGI.
So where? Who said that and why?
It's on a on the
that's stupid
it's on a link. Probably one of them. But that's why. So the flat England stops at Watford. Everything else of England is CGI. So you're CGI. You're CGI.
If I was CGI,
I'd
have bigger boobs.
But you wouldn't want a bigger boob, surely.
That sounded really pervy as well.
You wouldn't want bigger boobs, surely.
No, but I'll try and tag you in the link for it.
I did see that link. I just thought it was like an advert for something.
You're very handy today.
I am. Yeah. I'm having a flap around. It stops me fiddling with things.
Oh, quick. Get this hand out.
What are we going to do? Let's do this.
It's time for the all-new Pancast Show. Top 10.
Yay.
Hello,
Top 10
time.
Okay, in at number 10.
In at number
perfect
10.
Perfect timing, that was.
Still not seeing it, Murder on the Orient Express.
It's been a big hit, hasn't it? Johnny Depp, they're doing, was in it, Kenneth Branagh directed it and starred
indeed.
As Poirot.
My wife,
Toy!
Thought it was
she
good.
She really liked
she
it.
She did like it, yeah.
Oh,
what have we got there?
Oh, I don't know. Something happened.
That's okay.
So, it looks fun. But they're doing Death on the Nile next, aren't they?
That's the next one.
Nine.
Wonder.
This is the weepy about the disfigured boy who goes to
oh,
school
right.
and the bullying.
The boy
Owen
from
Wilson.
Room.
That's it. Wow.
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 Owen Wilson. Julia Roberts.
Eight.
Tigers in Daha.
Yeah, if you say so. Brilliant, wasn't it?
Oh, I love
it's
this
It's amazing.
One.
I couldn't stop him dancing.
I tell you what, Neil was forever going... Yeah.
That's why my hands are going
like
this.
He loves all those Bollywood kind of films.
And I keep taking him and he can't stop...
Everybody else is sat in the cinema. He's running down the aisle going... Yeah, he loves it.
Changing light bulbs.
He loves it. He's throwing different colour powder at people. Everything, isn't
you? Even when the stewards come in to show you to your seat,
just
flour.
Right, anyway,
I made
seven.
Pav wear his balloon pants to dance. It was great.
But that was because I thought it was an MC Hammer film.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Can't touch this. Ha!
Seven!
Daddy's Home 2.
You really enjoyed this one, didn't you?
I haven't seen Daddy's Home 1.
Yeah, he really enjoyed it.
I've never seen Daddy's Home 1.
Haven't you? No, neither have I. You're all right, Kills?
Yeah, you sure?
Six.
Oh, Ferdinand.
Ferdinand. This is the life story of Rio Ferdinand, the English footballer.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Did you enjoy it?
I haven't seen it. It's about a big ball.
Oh, but you enjoyed it still, didn't you?
Yeah. You can't touch this.
John Cena.
It is. Cena, isn't it?
Cena.
Is it John Cena?
He's not a tablet.
Yeah. It's Ayrton Senna. John Cena.
And Cena Cot.
Five.
Paddington 2.
Paddington still haven't...
Your wife's seen it.
Oh, yeah. She thought it was...
Sorry!
Yeah, she enjoyed it.
Been a big hit, hasn't it?
Very big hit.
Four.
Pitch Perfect 3.
Have you ever seen The Pitch Perfect?
No, I can't...
bring yourself to watch them. The first two are quite funny. They really are funny.
I've never seen it.
I haven't seen the third one.
No, my wife saw it and thought...
It's all right.
Oh, it's me again.
Three!
I really want to see this.
What?
The Greatest Showman.
Oh, my God. Oh,
my God. I know you're in love.
God.
And I understand why.
I have to say, when we came out of the cinema, my wife said to me, "You didn't like that, did you?" She said, "You hated that, didn't you?" I said, "Why?" She goes, "Because you never touched, you weren't tap into the music or anything." I said, "I love that movie. The songs are, I've been listening to the soundtrack for the last, well, when they'll go and see it, Saturday, Friday. It's, go and see it. If you get a chance to go and see it, go and see it. It's not a great, a perfect movie because... The whole story of P.T. Barnum and the fact that he didn't particularly look after his...
circuses.
Yeah, his acts and
His animals, the people that worked in there.
Yeah, he didn't particularly look after them very well, but that's all glossed over in the movie. But the songs... in between the songs is okay, but the songs are electrifying.
Yeah, I want to see
some fantastic stuff.
Huge
really action. And Hugh Jackman, you can't, what can you say about the man?
He's got it all, hasn't he?
He has got it all. What a bloke.
Do you find him, as from a lady's perspective, do you think huge action is like a really good looking...
Huge action?
Yeah.
I'd love a bit of huge action from Hugh Jackman.
See, you think he's a good looking guy, isn't he?
Hell yeah. Isn't
he? But he is that guy that's just got it all, and he was at the front of the queue for everything.
Yeah.
I bet he's got a big willy as well, isn't he? I bet he has.
Shalom.
Yeah.
I bet he has.
I bet he has.
Ask somebody.
Don't know. Two.
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
I've not seen it. Apparently it's a lot better than people have said, you know, what the people have thought it would be.
I think it's just hard watching it. And I know it's probably time's passed and we all keep saying it, but watching it and knowing that who was in it first time round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's always going
to
be like that.
But they said it's quite sweet. They've moved it on to the modern times and it's a sequel. It's not a redoing, is it?
It would be interesting to see if there is a nod to Robin Williams in it.
My
wife saw it and she thought...
It's all right.
She's going to see lots of films lately.
You should ask her if there was a nod to Robin Williams.
I should do.
And then that's the end of the show. That's it. There wasn't another one. There wasn't one, I'm sorry. See?
One.
One. We all know what that is.
One.
It was E.T.
Yeah, Phone Home. Star Wars The Last Jedi. Brilliant.
Star Wars. Have you still not seen it yet then, Kelly?
Yes, I've seen all 12 of them.
Oh, you are something else.
How many are there? Seven?
Eight.
Eight. It's eight.
Plus there's like Rogue One as well.
And then Han Solo out of this year.
Yeah.
For more information, look at our That's No Movie
podcast. Look at all the different things that we've done on it. We won't say any more about it, but from this, fantastic. Oh.
Right, how many times have you seen it?
Five.
It's five now.
Yeah.
And how many times are you going to go and see it, do you think?
I might catch it another couple of times. I'm not going to see it as many times as I saw Force Awakens, I don't think. But no. I do want to go and see it again.
Right.
So if you're interested, Kels, if you want to go and see it, I'll go.
But would it make any sense if I've not seen the other 17?
Probably not, no.
No.
Because it's a lot. If this was like Saw, or if it was...
Can you compare Star Wars to Saw?
I didn't. I said if it was Saw,
right,
or if it was Back to the Future, or if it was... anything else, people would be like, oh, for God's sake, here's another one. But it's obviously that good that people aren't doing that.
It like, is, but, it is phenomenal. But this movie has divided the fans a lot. And as a fan, it's quite hard to read a lot of the negative comments from people. It's their own opinions, and I respect their opinions, I really do. But it's the same as when you love something and somebody else is slagging it off. You don't want to hear people slagging it off.
Yeah.
Especially people that are supposed to love the movies as much as you do, you know. But not everybody can like everything, eh?
No.
I'll make it my year-end game.
To watch them all.
By the end of this year, I would have watched them all.
Really?
And you know how much I don't watch films.
No, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, go on then.
That would challenge Kenneka.
It'd be interesting to hear your reviews. What way should she watch them? I think 4, 5, 6, and then... the first three, as in they came.
Yeah, see, but if you're going to watch all of them, I would say watch Rogue One, 4, 5, 6,
okay,
and then 1, 2, 3. Eh?
I've seen the first three.
What, as in Star Wars, Empire and Jedi?
Yeah, which I know aren't the first three.
Yeah,
but they are the first three in the making.
So you need to watch the prequels then.
Right, okay. So you tell me which ones I need to watch and I'll watch them.
Okay.
Start
you from the beginning, Rogue One.
Yeah, do Rogue One.
Right, we'll have a go with the song.
All right. Oh, God, here you go. Buckle in, everyone.
If this machinery doesn't work properly, I'm going to throw it out the door.
Okay.
The year this week is...
Now, anybody watching our little Facebook Live video on Tuesday might have realised that I did a little spoiler for this, didn't I?
You did.
1969.
What a wonderful year that was. 1969. Who was born in 69? Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out later on.
Oh, I say.
So what was the most watched TV show programme?
In 1969?
Yeah, can anybody think?
Open All Hours, no.
No, it's not that old, is it?
Can't hear you very well.
All the way over there.
There you go. Upstairs. It would be something like Coronation Street.
No, it was a factual thing. It was a factual thing. Something major happened in 1969 that everybody around the world watched.
Oh, the rocket launch.
The moon landing.
Oh, the moon landing, of course.
Yeah.
Just a couple of weeks before I was born, that was.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's why you were born.
They brought you back.
They did. So what was the highest grossing film of 1969?
Oh my God.
It's a hard one. I'll have to give you a clue. It was a Western.
Oh, that one with Clint Eastwood in.
No.
Oh. Once Upon a Time in the West?
No.
High Noon.
It is famous for two very good.
The Good, the Bad and the Ugly.
No, because that's Clint Eastwood.
It's not Clint Eastwood. John Wayne in it.
No, not John Wayne. It's two very good looking actors.
Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid.
Oh. Boom.
I love the end of that movie.
It's a great movie all round.
Oh.
Raindrops keep
falling. Raindrops keep falling on my head.
So, who won the League One in 1969?
League One?
68-69.
Chelsea.
No. Don't know where they
Derby
were.
Derby County.
No, good guess. Good guess.
Leeds United.
Boom, he's in. Look at him. He's a football man. 1969.
He's a football man. Young man.
Can we just quickly welcome Tim Wainwright, who is new to the show?
Hello, Tim.
To the show.
Hello, Tim. Hello, Tim. Puntong show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the Puntong show.
Whatever
so
that is.
1969, we lost Sharon Tate.
Oh.
Oh, blimey.
That was around my birthday as well.
It was. Just saying.
Yeah.
Not a lot. Jack Kerouac, the author, the beat poet. Rocky Marciano, the boxer.
Right.
Brian Jones from the Rolling Stones
died. Yeah. And do you know where he's buried?
No.
Cheltenham.
Yeah, you can go to his grave.
You
yeah.
can go to his grave in Cheltenham, yeah.
It's all always flowers and everything on there.
Yeah.
Judy Garland died.
Wow.
And Boris Karloff.
Oh.
Oh, sorry, Tim.
Excuse me. You really thrown me. All right, January.
Oh, hang on.
January. One Rupert Murdoch buys the
There's only one Rupert Murdoch.
buys the largest selling newspaper, The News of the World.
Oh.
Oh.
Richard Nixon is sworn in as the...
Tricky Dicky.
As the 37th president.
I'm not a crook.
Well, that's quite a good impression.
That's a good one, isn't it? Yeah, I'm going to keep going. I'm on a roll.
37th president of the United States. And the Beatles gave their last public performance on the rooftop of Apple Records, London. Your dad was there.
Well, see, this is a part of folklore in our family. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But our old chap seems to believe... Oh, I'm not... No, because I'm calling him a liar. Our old chap has said that he was in the Apple building that day. And he was walking down the corridor and John Lennon was walking the other way and he stopped and he pointed at my dad and said, "Didn't I see you on telly last night?" And our old chap just shit himself and went, no.
It
and
wasn't
then
me.
John Lennon just walked past him. That's like his claim to fame that he got John Lennon thinking that he was someone famous.
Aww.
It's sweet though, isn't it?
Why wouldn't you believe your dad?
Yeah.
Oh, bless him. I do believe him.
The Boeing 747 makes its maiden flight at Everett, Washington. Everett, Washington. I didn't realise it was that old. And pop star Lulu.
Lulu. Wee! Ew.
And Morris Gibb of the Bee Gees got married.
Did they? Ooh.
They did.
God, can you imagine the noises on the their wedding night? Right,
yeah. there's an image you can't get out of here. Right, March. The very first B&Q opened in Southampton.
Really? So it was a quiet month then, March.
Just in saying.
1969.
It's a superstore, give you that much. And the maiden voyage of the Concorde took place.
Ooh.
And the Cries, nice bunch of lads, were found guilty of murder. Oh dear. And sentenced to a minimum of 30 years. And Paul married Linda and John married Yoko.
Hello. Oh.
That's my Paul.
That's good. You've got to do Linda now.
Hmm.
It sounded more like Yoko.
And then John. Yeah. Hello.
And then Yoko. She was a loom, wasn't she? Or she still is. April.
April.
I want to know if you had one of these. The Rally Chopper children's bike was launched.
I used to have a red one. No, I used to have a Rally Grifter.
Ah, right.
Not a chopper.
The chopper had the thing in the middle, didn't it?
Didn't it just
push up and down?
Yeah, yep, yeah.
And Dr. Denton Cooley implants the first temporary artificial heart.
Wow, well done.
Yeah. All the way back there. Mate.
You're
give
me that
give
one.
A round of applause.
Yeah, give me a round of applause. That was a bit loud.
That was a bit loud. Words. Bloody long old.
Mate. The Who released Tommy.
What had he
what
done?
What did he do?
Hey, I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
And Midnight... Oh, careful. A Midnight Cowboy is released and given an X certificate.
Oh.
Have you ever seen that film?
I have, yeah.
It's a good film, isn't it?
John Voight.
What's the famous song from it?
Everybody's talking at me.
You ever seen that?
I think so. Is it a bit of a mean film?
Isn't it? It's about male gigolos.
Yeah.
Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin John Hoffman.
Yes, I have
I'm
seen
walking
it.
Here. I'm walking here. That was a ad lib as well. That.
Yeah. Was it?
It was, yeah.
Rizzo. What was it? No, was it?
Rizzo Ratzo or something like that one. He was all right, yeah.
And John and Yoko conduct their second bed-in in a hotel room in Amsterdam and record the song Give Peace a Chance.
Hello.
They did what to their second bed?
They had a bed-in. Do you know what a bed-in, what there was? So they protested in a hotel room, just stayed in bed. It's like the easiest protest in the world. And then all the journalists came to them, so they were, whatever, they peace, wasn't it? It was what they wanted to, peace around the world.
Yeah.
So they just stayed in bed and got a lot of publicity for it.
Oh, I'm sure I can do that. I reckon we should do that one weekend. Stay in bed, podcast bed-in.
Yeah. I think John Lennon was famous for saying, give peace a chance. Yeah. And Yoko was famous for saying, yeah, 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 oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So in the interview, they say, Yoko, what do you think of Give Peace a Chance?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah! Oh, yeah, 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 yeah!
She's like a swirling dervish. She's like flying around like the Tasmanian devil.
But that's what she did. It's just, it's a true life...
Representation
of Yoko Ono.
Her art installation, you go in and you hear...
Yeah, 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 yeah!
Yeah. June.
Oh.
Oh, June.
The showing of a documentary called The Royal Family is shown and attracts 30.6 million viewers.
That's my Prince Charles, that was.
And Judy Garland died from a drug overdose in her London home.
Was she a drug addict then?
Prescription drugs, mate.
Was it?
Majority of it, yeah. But yeah, very much into her narcotics of varieties.
That's what does them all.
Mm. It is.
My wife and I were watching... like the last 24 hours documentaries.
Yeah,
and it was about
then.
Yeah, Michael Hutchins, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston,
Elvis.
No, I didn't see the Elvis one. Who else was there? There was somebody else.
Marilyn Monroe.
But all the same. They were all just hooked on drugs and it's crazy because there's nobody there that's going to say no.
Exactly. In their world, July.
July, July, July.
Lulu.
Whee!
Wrong Lulu. Oh, the elephant runs amok on the Blue Peter set and becomes an instant classic blooper.
Oh, right. Hasn't he just stood on John Noakes' foot?
Yeah, dragging that keeper around.
That's and, right. And he slipped on the crap, didn't he? Yeah. Poor bloke.
And a live transmission from the moon is viewed around the world with the landing of Apollo 11, Neil Armstrong stepping onto the surface of the moon.
And what was his famous words?
One small step for mice, one large step for rats. Sorry?
No.
You're crazy.
The moon's made of cheese.
I was waiting for Kelly to go, is it?
I'm not stupid, you know.
I never said you were.
Well, that's stupid.
Well, not that stupid, no.
It is, isn't it?
No. Only the dark side of the moon is.
Good album.
Is it?
No.
August. That's a quick one, isn't it?
Isn't it?
You say that every time.
That's very quick, isn't it? The pre-decimal halfpenny ceased being legal tender.
Did it?
Yeah.
Halfpenny?
The pre-decimal halfpenny.
Ah, right. I was going to say.
Yeah.
There was halfpennies when I was young.
Yeah, mate. But the pre-decimal.
The pre-decimal. Yeah. That's the big halfpennies, isn't
it? Yeah, don't remember. Yeah.
Big... And the go, second... son. Don't have a halfpenny. Go on. A penny.
Hey, boy, beep. It's faking.
I've got the beard for it as well, haven't I? Got to pick a fucking toto. Oi!
Hurry up and be back soon.
I don't know it as much.
Yeah,
as you,
yes, no. You do. The second Isle of Wight Festival attracts 150,000 fans, with Bob Dylan being a major draw.
I'm alive, yeah.
The Manson family went on their killing spree. Oh, not,
yeah, not good.
Yeah, not good. And one Mr.
Although
Pabo
it wasn't...
was born.
Oh, thank you. It's nice to follow Charles Manson in something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't, he never actually murdered anybody, though, did he?
Well,
it was his family that murdered
him.
Yeah,
people. He encouraged them and brainwashed them to do it, didn't he?
He was a cult leader.
But they're
leader.
Still unsure whether he didn't go on that killing spree, but they still think he did kill people.
He was a bad man.
Yeah. Well, they say, though, if you would. Is he still.
He died not long ago.
Yeah, recently, didn't he? They say when you talk to him, he was so charismatic that he put you under a spell.
But that's a cult leader. Mm. They got one letter wrong.
Yeah. Next one. Scooby-Doo airs for the first time on CBS in the USA.
Ruby Roo.
Ruby Roo.
Ruby Roo.
And the Beatles released what would be their final album?
Abbey Road.
Abbey Road, yes.
And that was one of the things about Abbey Road. Mm. That song at the end... which I used to have the lyrics. The last words were, "And in the end, the love you make is equal to the love you take." And then they go and spoil it by putting Her Majesty on the end.
I know.
So that would have been a perfect way of finishing everything.
But it was a spoiler, wasn't it? You had to wait for quite a long time to hear that, because it would just keep going, wouldn't it? You'd have the quiet. It was one of those hidden tracks.
It's still would have been more poignant.
A naff little thing.
How long were the Beatles together for then?
Oh, literally only about sort of 8 years.
Yeah. Is that all?
Yeah. They achieved quite a lot, didn't they?
Yeah.
Geniuses. October. Monty Python's Flying Circus is first aired on the BBC. And now... and the new seven-sided 50p coin...
Sorry.
The new seven-sided 50p coin is released, but causes complaints from the public for it being too similar to the 10p coin.
Really?
Yeah.
But edges.
Seven sides.
Apparently so. I wasn't there. I wasn't born. You were there. Don't you remember?
Yeah, I was going, wah! Wah!
You probably were. Just like
Lulu. Yoko Ono.
Yeah. Did she go?
That's not racist either. That's just that is what she does.
I know. If you listen to that song, number 9, oh, it's awful, isn't it?
I don't like listening to that one.
We're on November. Regular colour television broadcast begins on BBC and ITV, and the Sun newspaper is relaunched by one Rupert Murdoch. But more importantly, the Clangers first aired on the BBC as well. Wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I was going to go, doo doo doo. That was Pigeon Street.
No,
that
was
Pigeon Street. I used to love Pigeon Street.
They used to whistle, didn't they? Clangers, they were whistles.
I thought I had a message then.
The Soup Dragon lived on the moon.
Soup Dragon.
December. The abolition of the death penalty for murder was made.
Oh, good or bad?
Oh, we don't get into those.
No, it's politics.
And the sixth Bond film is released on Her Majesty's Secret Service with George Lazenby.
That's a good movie.
It's a very good movie.
That's a good Diana Rigg.
Yes, it.
She died. Oh, spoilers.
Spoilers, yeah, that was quite sad.
Not so long ago.
Wasn't it just after they got married?
Yeah.
Spoilers.
And the famous scene where he looks at the camera, breaks the fourth wall. The only time in James Bond movies where fourth wall is broken.
What's the fourth wall?
It's like when somebody in a movie will look straight at the camera, and it's like they're talking to the audience.
Oh, right.
It's called breaking the fourth wall. And he's on a beach.
Yes.
And so, does he get like...
I need to watch it again. He gets
refused by a woman or something, doesn't he? And then he looks at the camera and he goes, well, that didn't happen to the last guy. Because it was his first time as being... Well, his only time as being James Bond.
They didn't like an Aussie doing it, did they?
But I thought he was good. I thought it was a really good movie.
And the biggest selling song from this year, 1969, anybody ever...
Well, it has to be a Beatles song.
Well, I thought this, but it's not.
Is it a Stones song?
No, not either of those. They used it in a TV serial commercial. I'm sure they did. Maybe, I think. It would be many years ago. Oh, I'll just tell you, we'll be here all day. Sugar, sugar.
Sugar.
And the number one song from this week in 1969 was Marmalade. You sing, do you sing this?
I do sing this one. Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Oh, bloody.
Oh,
bloody. Oh, bloody. Life goes on.
Oh. It's time to delve into Kelly's G spot.
Fire away then, Kells, for the first G spot of 2018.
Yeah,
the news is on. My G spot's been touched at home.
Hey!
Ka-ching, ba-ching.
That's the nipple.
Right,
it's like so, Taste the Rainbow, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry, Kels.
That's
whenever
right,
you're ready.
Carry on. So
right, start. Off you go.
I'm trying.
Here we go. Oh, right.
Oh, you've been told. Behave. Sit down.
Here we go.
So, it's the start of another season of Celebrity Big Brother.
Yay.
This time they are celebrating the strength of a woman by having a Year of the Woman themed house. And for the first few days, it's ladies only. So, let's play Guess a Celebrity. Because I had to.
Yeah, I bet.
Is it all women then, isn't it?
For the first few days it is, yeah.
That'd be a nightmare,
it'd
wouldn't
be
it?
Like one of those old lady prison movies. You remember in the 70s, those exploitation films.
Do you think that's what it's going to be like, do you?
No. But
no, will it be, let's just find out who's in there.
Yeah, yeah, go on then. Go on then.
So we've got Jess Impiazzi.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, Noah?
No. Okay.
Reality Jess, TV star.
Yeah, Jess.
Anne Widdecombe.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. MP. Right, I will. This is no disrespect, but I thought she died.
That was the other one, wasn't it? Mo Mo.
Ah, right. Yeah. Okay.
And then that's about as good as it gets. So then we've got Malika Haque, USA reality TV star.
Right.
And then we have got the one celebrity that I can only think of, Amanda Barry, Corrie Celeb and former sex icon. Let's come back to her later on, though.
Carrie on Cleo.
Oh, yeah, it was her, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Ashley James. No, reality TV star. Maggie Oliver. Nope. Well, she's a former detective from the Rochdale child grooming case. But does that make her a celebrity?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
God, they really are scraping the barrel now.
Go through the names and I've got a point. I've got a point I want to make.
India Willoughby. Was Jonathan as an ITV reporter, but quit ITV and Jonathan in 2010. She's now transgender.
Okay.
Make her a celebrity? Make her a celebrity? Don't know. Rachel Johnson, journalist and sister to Boris and daughter of Stanley, who was recently in the jungle.
God's
celebrity?
Sake.
So let's go back to the only celebrity that I can see in this lot, and that's Amanda Barry, who recently revealed that many moons ago, when she was a sex icon and a pinup and played Cleopatra on Carry On Cleo, she was offered a royal romance with Prince Charles and asked to help in the initiation of the future king, and as the older woman, she could show him the ropes. And that's true, that.
Wow.
She kindly refused.
Wow. So, she was stunning, though, wasn't she, when she was younger?
So, Pav, what did you want to say before I move on to the men?
You're saying about the Rochdale police. Can you remember the last the Christmas special of Extras?
Yeah, Trigger.
Oh, no, of Extras, when he went into the Big Brother house.
And
Ricky Gervais couldn't understand why he was there because it was all C-list celebrities. And one of the people that was on there, that was in there, was the mother of a stab victim. And I thought, because they were saying that, why is she a celebrity?
Yeah.
And that just reminded me of that. A police officer from, what was it again you said?
The Rochdale child grooming case.
What? That doesn't make any sense she's in any linked to celebrity.
No, not at all.
Being a Rochdale police officer.
None at all.
Really? Reminded me of that for some reason. That's crazy. That is crazy.
So, going on to the rumoured men of the house, it does get a little bit better.
Okay.
As they don't go in until Friday night, let's see if we can find any celebrities in here.
And again, God. Rumored. Okay.
So, Dapper Laughs.
Ew!
Dapper Laughs is a controversial comedian.
No, you're making that word up now. Dapper Laughs.
Dapper Laughs.
Who is he?
Dapper Laughs is a comedian. Google him. He is quite funny.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we've got Courtney Act. Courtney Act.
No, come on, you're making the names up.
Listen.
Caught in the act.
Courtney Act, an Australian drag queen whose real name is Shane Jenneck, star of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
Okay. And then we've got Johnny Mitchell. No.
Didn't
star.
This big yellow taxi? That Johnny. No,
Johnny.
Right.
What about Teresa Green? Is Teresa Green on there?
I spoke with the Teresa Grey once.
Isabella Bike?
No.
Michael Hunt.
And then we've got.
Isaac.
I know.
Sorry.
And then we've got Rodrigo Alves, a.k.a. the human Ken doll.
The human
Oh,
one.
No. Yeah. Not
he's half British and half Brazilian.
He is awful.
He's a celebrity for being fake.
Yeah,
so is it all really?
He has had so much plastic surgery that he looks plastic now. He looks like Ken.
He's had over 127 plastic treatments to look like a Barbie Ken doll. Yeah. And then we've got Andrew Brady, starred on The Apprentice. Don't know. Genuine?
No. Say that, Genuine.
Genuine is a US singer.
No.
Right, it's not Gen Uine.
No, it's Ginuwine. So G-I-N, Gin, U, Wine, W-I-N-E, Ginuwine.
Nah, she can go and fuck off.
It's a bloke.
Never.
It's a bloke.
Oh, right, he can go.
Pete Wicks.
No.
Pete Wicks.
Reality TV star. Not Gomez, Reaver.
He's the one who started Wicks' Building Merchants.
And then this one you're going to know. Shane Lynch.
Oh, I know him from
Boyzone.
Oh, no. I was thinking of the wrong one. I was thinking of EastEnders. That's Shane Lynch.
Right, and then we've got two more. You've got Scott Disick, former partner of Kourtney Kardashian and the baby daddy.
Oh, my God. He must be desperate if he's going on that.
And then the last one, and I really hope he isn't going on, is Spencer Matthews, who is a reality TV star, a womanizer, a chauvinistic pig, blah, 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 blah.
So is that Scott Disick? Not that I know a lot about him, but he is.
Oh, is he?
Unbelievable.
I've not heard of any of those apart from Amanda Barrett.
Yeah.
That's it. No, Amanda Barrett and Ann Widdecombe.
Ann Widdecombe,
she's a celebrity for being an MP.
That's awful.
Well, that's all right. That means that I've got plenty of time to watch other things.
Absolutely.
If I know that I'm not.
If somebody wants to watch it, let them watch it. But they should really defrain themselves from calling it Celebrity Big Brother.
No. Indeed.
They should just call it Big Brother. What I was going to say, my little bit of celebrity gossip was that a big YouTuber, Logan Paul, went to Japan to the famous suicide forests to make a blog. And while he was there, he stumbled across a body. Actually, somebody who committed suicide and carried on filming it and posted it up. Now, it was awful. I haven't actually fully watched it, but
I've seen bits of it.
And he ends up laughing and making a joke out of it. And obviously, this is a serious issue with mental health and suicide. And he's had, I mean, awful. It was just a knobhead. Let's be honest. He was just a knobhead about it. And he's obviously ruined his career.
He's now made numerous apologies, taken the video down. But the big question was that the video was up on YouTube for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And it had been flagged by a lot of people, and YouTube never even took it down. It was him that took it down. Awful. Just awful.
Yeah. Just
that
filming.
Somebody thinks so that
they were literally, he was filming up close to this person.
That's terrible.
Yeah. It's so bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, he's a prick, clearly.
Yeah, it obviously is, and deserves everything he gets now from this.
Well, just a final few quick points, which aren't that very cheerful. Jamie and Louise Redknapp, so they finally divorced.
Yeah.
Ant McPartlin and his wife are set now to divorce, definitely, but she's refusing. Amir Khan and wife Farrell McAdoom reflect on a rocky year after and divorce is now on the cards.
God.
But madly and deeply in love is Will Smith and his queen Jada, as they celebrate their 20th wedding anniversary.
Aww.
So happy divorce-free 2018.
Yeah,
Jamie
indeed.
And Louise's divorce apparently was one of the quickest ever. 25 seconds. 25 seconds.
There you go.
Crazy.
Let's have a song.
We've got one more song.
Pav picked a classic song. I'd never heard it, but obviously one of Pav's favourites, so here it is.
Come on, let's play by backwards. Let's all play by backwards now.
Not we fuck up.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, that always throws us, doesn't it, that one? Hello, Cornelius.
Hello, happy new year.
Are you well?
Oh, I just farted.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be a bad one as well, because that's Cornelius. Have you had a good new year?
It's been lovely.
Did you have a nice Christmas?
It's been lovely.
Did you do anything?
It's been lovely.
You did a competition.
I'm in a competition.
You came with us, didn't you, to the Crinium Radio, and you were on that.
I did. That was loads of fun. It was nice to be let out of my box every once in a while.
I know. They were very nervous when you walked in.
Be on the same team as Kelly.
You were?
Yeah, I loved her.
And Puppet Pav.
I loved her face moisturising thing, whatever it was.
Oh, It was a chit slipper.
Yeah.
A clit slipper.
Oh, crikey.
It was a chin
fat remover.
Chin fat remover.
That's
yes.
It. I used it.
Yes. I did as well, yes. I was trying to get rid of the fat off my arse.
Oh, I say.
Hole.
Ooh,
right, we're going to play Bar Sackwards, and in lieu of the fact that huge action is out in the cinema with The Greatest Showman, we're going to do musicals.
Oh, I love a good musical, me.
You know loads of musicals, Kills. Who's going first? Who's going second?
I don't mind. Let Kelly choose. She can either go
first.
Yeah. Okay, Kills. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You dream for an answer. Would you like to hear it again?
Please, sir.
You dream for an answer. You dream for an answer.
The Lion King.
He's not right. Neil.
Singing in the Rain.
He's...
No, it's not.
The Sound of Music. Ah, oh, see?
It didn't sound anything like did it?
No. A deer, a female deer, lay a drop of golden sun. Right then, Neil, it's your go. Ningus.
Ningus.
Ningus. Oh, Kelly's got a light on.
Moulin Rouge.
He's not right.
Can you hear it again, please?
Ningus.
No, I thought Ningus could be like King.
King and I, yeah, but it's not got the
that's
I.
What I was thinking, but.
No.
Would you like to have a guess at something, Kills?
Guys and Dolls.
Singing in the Rain.
I said that earlier.
Well, it ain't right though, is it?
Nah.
Hey?
Nah.
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 Kells.
Yeah?
Here we go.
Okay.
Ready? Stavoldmavis.
Say that again.
Stavoldmavis.
Oh, I think I've worked this one out.
Stavoldmavis. The Rose and Vich, the Rose and Vich.
The
Rose and Vich.
It's got. I don't know.
You have a guess?
Mary Poppins.
It's not right.
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Oh, it is.
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
It's the seven I worked out.
Well done, Neil. Right, this one's for you then, Neil. Shrill my room.
So do that one again.
Shrill my room. Shrill my room.
Chicago.
He's not right. Kills.
A pass.
Moulin Rouge.
Oh, I said that earlier as well. Shucks me. I
Right, Kills, this one's for you. I am my mum.
Mamma Mia.
Yes.
Mamma Mia.
Yes,
well done.
Girls.
Right then, Neil, for one the win. All. For the win.
Come on, him.
Silk. Silk.
Great, no.
Silk.
Greece.
Yeah. Well done, Neil.
Well done.
Thank you. That was very close, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it?
Well done, Neil. You won your congratulations and conquerations and quatabations for your win for 2018.
Do I win anything?
Yeah.
What?
Dex! Have it!
Do you think we should keep a tally and then at the end of the year or whatever, the winner gets a gift?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, Cornelius buys us a gift.
Yeah.
No.
That'd be Gary Boulders.
We have to buy the alternate first. So if I win, you buy me something. And if you win, you buy me something.
We play this, so there'd be the three of us playing it. It's I'm against two ladies.
No, you have a separate thing with Jen.
All right, you want a little competition? Yeah, okay. Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, that sounds great, because I'm never going to get a prize, am I?
Well, if you do a really good job all year, Cornelius.
No.
No.
Stop it now.
We'll just
no, you do it. Right, Neil's 1-0 up. Keep a note of it, Neil.
If I win, I'll buy you some Gary Bowles.
Okay.
If Kelly wins, then she can decide what to buy you.
So if I lose, I'll buy Neil something and you something. And if Neil wins, if Neil loses, he'll buy me something and you something.
Okay, that sounds like fun. Anyway, but Neil's 1-0 up. Well, that's it from me, so thank you very much. I'll
thank
see you next
Cornelius.
Week.
Yes, there we go. I've made a note of the scores and we'll tally them up every time.
Okay.
So what you got planned this weekend then, Cornelius?
Nothing. I was thinking I might have a shave.
No, don't do that.
No.
I really don't want to see what's under there.
You do. Yeah, you do.
It might smell a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Just think what you can make out of that, out of that beard. You can make like a doormat. Couldn't you? You could make a.
Oh, that sounds vile.
Yeah, a blanket for under a saddle. That sort of thing.
Do you know what that's called?
No.
It's called a numna.
A numna?
Yeah, a blanket that goes under a saddle. It's called a numna.
A numna.
Cornelius, you've got a numna on your
face. I have got a numna.
Do you like numnas on your face?
Yeah, I love numnas on my face.
Have you got a busy weekend coming up, Kelly?
No, I haven't.
It's nice, isn't it, when you've got a busy weekend? Well, I think we're all just recovering from Christmas, aren't we?
Nothing to the end of January.
Oh, isn't that nice? A nice feeling. So we're at the end, Cornelius.
Yeah, bye, everyone. Bye.
Say goodbye to everyone out there.
Bye, everyone out there.
Bye, everyone. So thank you very much for listening. Remember, we're going to be back every Thursday night. Remember to subscribe to us on the Apple Podcast or listen to us on Mixcloud. Any feedback, just email us at pancast@live.com. We love you all. Thank you very much, Kelly.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pav.
Thank you very much.
No, Pav.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much, Cornelius.
Thank you.
And we'll see you all again next week. We love you all. Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, I got a song to play out with.
Well, come on in.
Here we go.
Everybody, sing along.
What is it?
Has it got the word?
You'll recognise it. Yeah. The mansion house needs
haunting, just gone. Rent a ghost. We've got spooks and ghouls and freaks and fools. Rent a ghost. Hear the phantom
of the opera sing. Timothy Claypole. Remember what
we see is not a mystery, but rent a ghost. At your party, be
a smart young guy. Ah, we all
rent a ghost.
You used to love this, Cornelius.
Rent a ghost.
I'm gonna fade it out.
I'll fade it out then. Why don't you fade it out?
Shush, boy. Shush, your boy. Shush, you're
gonna fart again.
Oh no!
Hi, I'm Pavo.
And I'm Neil.
And we're in the cockpit of the That's No Moon podcast.
And we're flying from a galaxy far, far away to bring you the hottest, the latest Star Wars weekly news.
Hotter than the two suns of Tatooine.
Every Wednesday, we'll bring you the up-to-the-minute news.
And rumours and gossip from everything going on in the Star Wars universe.
With special episodes including movie commentaries and trailer breakdowns.
So, if you're looking for the best Star Wars podcast
to listen to while sat on the toilet having a poo,
or relaxing, drinking a nice glass of Qui-Gon gin and tonic.
Visit our website, pancast.co.uk. Download them from Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or other podcast apps.
That's No Moon.
It's a podcast.